Hare Krishna. A little report on our sun festival. It wasn't our sun festival, it was a rock festival, well, something like that, which took place about an hour and a half drive from Budapest. It was going on for a whole week. I was able to participate from Thursday on till yesterday, Sunday. I'd say it wasn't a rock festival because there were no rock bands there. In fact, there were no bands at all. It was just DJs making lots of noise. We managed to keep our devotees up all night. But it was a very good festival, an interesting festival, in that these were, well, something that I've heard is called Goans, that they're into this Goa lifestyle. Basically, it's a new age, hippie, alternate lifestyle, which I found to be very good, very helpful in terms of preaching. These weren't like the people, for instance, who we're preaching to in downtown Budapest, who are going to university, got a job, want to continue the dynastic lifestyle of their families and so on, and then we have to try to explain to them that the direction of material life is futile, and the direction of material life is futile, that it doesn't really work, and ultimately it leads to a dead end. Well, anyway, the dead end is called death. These youths are already convinced. They're already looking for some type of alternative. The major problem lies is when they think that they found the alternative, although their alternative doesn't seem so alternative to me. Same thing that we were doing when we were hippies, looking for alternative lifestyle. It's the same drugs, it's the same sex, it's the same hairdos, it's the same strange clothes, it's the same same unkempt appearance, so it's not really that much of an alternative. It may be an alternative to what's going on in the heart of the city, but it's not an alternative to what history has shown. But nonetheless, they're looking for alternatives, and those of them who are honest about looking for alternatives, they'll certainly come to the conclusion that Krishna consciousness is the real alternative. It is the real alternative. There is no other alternative lifestyle. So Gurutama and Sri Yuga Prabhu and Gunagrahi, along with other ladies, there was a strong contingent of about 10-12 devotees full time. Aside from that, we had Food for Life was providing the prasadam and delivering and serving the prasadam. So there were two devotees there, and myself, Shambhihari, and Abhiram Prabhu went down daily in the afternoon. And the conditions were austere, although very, very scenic, very beautiful, and very nice. It was austere because it rained very strong in the beginning of the festival for the first couple of days, and it rained yesterday on the last day. In fact, when we got there, it really poured. But that aside, it's a very beautiful place, very scenic place, very enormous. By comparison to Glastonbury Festival, and that there was only about maybe 10,000-15,000 people here, and Glastonbury is 20 times that, but the size of this property is many times the size of Glastonbury property. So it was very spacious, it was well organized, it was relatively clean, not relatively clean, it was clean by comparison to Glastonbury. I was really quite surprised. And as I mentioned, devotees were living under austere circumstances, difficult circumstances. They were living out in tents, men and women. They were showering out in the open and using toilet facilities out in the open as well. Our location was not as ideal as we had thought it would be, but it was good, it was nice, it worked. And of course, the real attractive feature that which drew everyone was the prasadam distribution. Now, unfortunately, we couldn't distribute as much prasadam as we wanted to because all the other concessionaires who paid to sell food would have complained, but we were doing about 300, 350 plates a day. We were ready to and could have easily done a 1,000 and distributed prasadam throughout the day, which meant we would have a constant influx of youths there during the day, and that means we had a submissive audience to speak to. As it was, from between 2 to 4 was sort of the prime time for talking to people, or large quantities of people who were sitting there eating. And at the same time, we had a very nice tent, a temple tent, where there was bhajans going on constantly. Jitendriya and Rungarai and others chanting, preaching was going on. It was very intense. It was very, very good. And then a little later in the afternoon, around 5:30, we went out for an hour and a half Harinam, going down to the other places, the other stages, the main stage, and the huge big field in which there was all kinds of concessionaires, people selling anything and everything, both legal and illegal. So, of course, there, people loved being part of the Harinam, being part of the dancing and the singing, and we tried to invite them back to come back in the evening for some more chanting. It was an exhausting ordeal for the devotees, but they really did it like real troopers. It reminded me of the same spirit in the early days of Krishna Consciousness Movement, where we would go anywhere, talk to anyone to preach and spread Krishna Consciousness, and the result of that was that we were making lots of devotees. Similarly, Gautama Prabhu just wrote to me that he's coming back. They're packing up everything, and he's coming back with 5 boys. And I think that's a wonderful effort to a wonderful result. How many will stay, we'll see. But nonetheless, our business is to try. And if we try, and if we please Krishna by our efforts, then that's the success. In preaching, there's no question of failure. The effort itself is the success. And it seems like this type of festivals are going to be yearly event. Gautama has good connections with the organizers. They like us very much, coming down to New Brajadam. They booked this place, this whole area, for the next 8 years. So we'll continue to return. We'll continue to come back. And now it's a matter of how we're going to engage these 5 boys when they're here in such a way as to make Krishna consciousness so attractive to them that they'll really see that this is the real alternate lifestyle, especially the alternative giving Krishna consciousness to others, helping others. One of the boys who I was preaching to, and it was quite intense from the time that I came for those 3 hours. It was great preaching. Devotees would collect the most open and inquisitive of the guests who would come, and it was sort of really non-stop in that time. And then Harinam, so we're preparing to greet them when they get back this evening with prasadam, an evening program, and lots of Krishna conscious association. That's sort of the result of the Sun Festival. wasn't as sunny as one would have expected, but the real sun was Krishna Surya Samahayamaya Andhakar, was the Krishna sun. Otherwise, that whole place was really Maya. It was just all darkness, really deep darkness. The only light, the only sun in that festival was the presence of the Vaishnavas, was the presence of the devotees. And it was a good experience. It was sort of a novel experience for all of those involved. They hadn't done this type of thing. We used to do similar festival that still goes on here, and we'll be going this Sziget or Island Festival in the middle of the Danube here in Budapest. The problem with that is that it's become such a money-making venture that locals can't really afford it, and it attracts a lot of people from all around Europe, which is nice for distributing prasadam and so on, but not necessarily for making devotees. Whereas at this place, the majority of the people were Hungarians. They were foreigners, but they were Hungarians. And as I mentioned, they were already a sort of a selective, quantified audience, and that they were those who were really looking for alternatives. So let's hope they really appreciate the real alternative. Hare Krishna.